Welcome to this deep dive. We're jumping straight into something pretty thought-provoking today, from the Führung neu gedacht, rethinking leadership source.
Yeah, this core idea they start with, feed forward instead of feedback.
Exactly. What if, you know, we stopped judging what's already done and instead work together on what's next?
It really flips the script on how we usually think about development and communication, doesn't it?
It does. And for you listening, we think this offers a really fresh angle on leadership and just, well, how teams work together.
So our mission today is to really unpack this feed-forward concept.
We want to get into why the original source suggests traditional feedback might not be cutting it anymore.
And then look at how feed-forward could actually work, you know, in practice.
Yeah, give you a solid handle on this potentially game-changing approach.
Okay, so let's start with the why. Why rethink feedback at all? Führung neu gedacht kicks off by saying, look, feedback is everywhere in leadership.
But honestly, a lot of people kind of dread it, right? It can feel uncomfortable.
Totally. That feeling of, uh-oh, feedback session. Yep. And there's actually data backing this up.
Yeah, I saw that. A 2022 study, Zinger and Folkman, found 65% of employees feel feedback actually strains their relationship with their boss.
65%. That's huge. It means the tool designed to help might actually be pushing people away.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
It really does. And then there's another piece, a Gartner survey. Over 70% of millennials and Gen Z.
Which is a massive chunk of the workforce now.
Exactly. They're saying they want less pure evaluation and more, like, actual support for their development. More coaching, less grading.
So there's a real disconnect there between maybe traditional methods and what people actually need or want.
Seems like it. And the source material, Führung neu gedacht, really pins down a core issue. Feedback is inherently backward-looking.
Right. It focuses on what already happened, mistakes made, things that went wrong.
Like driving while only staring in the rearview mirror, as you said earlier.
Yeah.
How effective is that for moving forward?
Not very. And this focus on the past, even if the feedback is meant well?
It can trigger a defensive reaction, biologically almost. It hits the limbic system, the brain's sort of danger alert center.
Ah, so it feels like judgment, even if that's not the intent.
Precisely. The person receiving it might instantly think, what do they really think of me? Or did I screw up? Or is this going on my review?
Yeah, I can see that. It creates anxiety almost immediately.
And when people feel judged, what's the natural reaction?
Justify. Explain why it wasn't really their fault or why they did it that way.
Exactly. So instead of open reflection, you get defensiveness. As the source suggests, feedback often leads to justification, not learning.
Okay, so that really sets the stage for needing something different.
Which brings us neatly to feed forward.
Right. The alternative, Führung neu gedacht, points to Marshall Goldsmith as someone who really shaped this idea.
Mm-hmm. And his core principle, they quote it, ja, sag nicht, was falsch war, sondern was möglich ist.
Which translates for us as, don't say what was wrong, tell me what's possible. That's a powerful shift.
It really is. It defines feed forward perfectly. Instead of critiquing the past,
you offer suggestions for the future. It's about co-creating potential, not correcting errors.
Yeah, less fixing, more building.
The source gives a great example. Instead of, that presentation yesterday wasn't convincing.
Ouch. Yeah, nobody likes hearing that.
Right. Instead, you could say, hey, for your next presentation, what do you think about starting with a quick personal story? Sometimes that really helps connect with the audience.
See, the whole energy changes. It's constructive, forward-looking, and collaborative.
No blame, just an idea for next time.
And apparently, this isn't just theory. The source mentions a 2023 Harvard Business Review study.
Oh yeah, what did that find?
Leaders using feedforward consistently saw team motivation jump by 34%.
34%, wow.
And get this, a 26% increase in employees' willingness to actually change or adapt.
Okay, that's huge. As the source put it, that's enormous. Those aren't small numbers.
Not at all. It suggests that focusing on future possibilities involving people.
Yeah.
It bypasses that defensiveness and taps into something more positive, more motivating.
Makes sense. People want to grow, not just be told what they did wrong.
Now, something cool that Führung neu gedacht source does is this community spotlight. Brings it down to earth.
Right. They shared a question from someone named Nadine in Frankfurt who reached out via their website, marlogutman.dpodcast.
And her question is super relevant for anyone leading a team, I think.
What was it?
Basically, how do you handle feedback or feed forward when your team is full of different personalities? You know, some need structure, some need freedom.
Mm.
How do you tailor it?
The classic challenge of managing diversity. Great question. So What did the source suggest for applying feedforward here?
They laid out three key things to think about. First, recognizing those different personality styles.
Okay, how?
They mentioned tools like the DSG model or maybe the 16 personalities test.
Yeah.
Not to rigidly label people, of course.
No, not putting people in boxes.
Exactly. But using them to get clues, mm-hmm. you know, insights into how someone might process things or what motivates them helps you frame the feed forward better.
So understanding your audience, essentially.
Right.
Makes sense. What's the second point?
Giving choices. This is interesting. Instead of just one suggestion.
Offer a couple of options.
Yeah. Like, for the next meeting kickoff, would you prefer to use a visual aid or maybe start with a strong opening statement? What feels right to you?
Oh, I like that. It gives the person agency, doesn't it? Involvement?
Totally.
Yeah.
It shifts from being told what to do to being involved in the solution. That's empowering.
Yeah.
Especially for people who value autonomy.
Good point. Okay. And the third consideration.
This was about the team dynamic itself. Jointly agreeing on how feedforward will work.
So talking about it openly as a team.
Yes. Having conversations about how everyone prefers to give and receive this kind of developmental input. Setting some ground rules together.
That builds trust, I imagine, and clarity. Everyone knows what to expect.
Precisely. It makes the whole process feel safer and more collaborative, less like a top-down decree.
So for Nadine's challenge with her diverse team, feedforward seems pretty flexible. You adapt based on personality, you offer choices, you build shared rules.
It provides a future-focused toolkit for navigating those individual differences constructively.
And it's cool they invite listeners to send in their own questions, too, via that same link, marlogutman.dpodcast. Keeps it practical.
Yeah, that community interaction is really valuable. Okay, so we've seen the why and the what and how it applies to teams.
Let's get really practical now. How can you, listening right now, actually start using feedforward?
The source breaks it down into three core principles. Simple, actionable stuff.
Perfect. What's number one?
Focus on the future, always. Frame feedforward as an invitation to develop, an opportunity for growth.
Not a critique of the past.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The example they use is great. Don't say your report was unclear.
Okay, what's the feedforward version?
For the next report, how about summarizing the three key takeaways right at the start? Might make it even punchier.
See, totally different vibe. Actionable, future-oriented. Got it. Principle two.
Be concrete and constructive. Vague advice, like be more open or be more strategic. It's just not helpful.
Yeah, what does that even mean in practice?
Right. Feedforward needs to be practical, tangible things someone can actually do.
Like the example they gave, instead of just be more innovative.
Try suggesting something specific. Maybe next time, try starting with a visual sketch or a mind map. Lots of people find that helps spark different kinds of ideas.
Concrete tools, not just abstract concepts. Makes sense. And the third principle.
Feedforward is dialogue. Super important. It's not a monologue.
Not just delivering advice from on high.
No way. It has to be a conversation. The source suggests specific questions to make it interactive.
Like what?
Questions like, looking ahead, what's one thing you'd like to do differently next time?
Puts the ball in their court.
Exactly. Or, from your perspective, what went well this time, and maybe what could go even better. It encourages self-reflection and co-creation.
It's building the solution together. I like that.
And they add a neat tip specifically for leadership teams.
Oh, yeah.
Holding regular feed-forward rounds, maybe after a project wraps up, or the end of a sprint.
A dedicated time for it.
Yeah. And the key question to ask in those rounds isn't what went wrong.
It's
what will help us be even better next time. It fundamentally shifts the team's focus towards continuous improvement.
Okay, so pulling this all together, feed forward really feels like a small shift in perspective, doesn't it? But with potentially a really big impact.
That's the core message, I think. It's about changing the focus of the conversation from past failure to future potential.
And the source, Führung neu gedacht, summed it up nicely at the end.
Yeah, that quote. Führung heißt nicht nur Richtung zu geben, sondern Zukunft zu ermöglichen.
Leadership isn't just about giving direction. It's about enabling the future. That really lands the idea well.
It really does capture the spirit of feed forward.
So if you're listening and this has sparked some ideas, maybe you want to dig deeper or try this out.
Definitely check out the resources mentioned. Head over to marlogutman.dpodcast.
We'll make sure that link is easy for you to find. They've got more methods, more info, and that's where you can send questions too.
And hey, maybe subscribe to the original Führung neu gedacht podcast if this resonates. And think about sharing these ideas with your own team. Could be the start of a really positive shift.
Absolutely. Well, that brings us to the end of this deep dive.
Let's leave everyone with that final thought from the source.
Right. Bis dahin,
gestalte Zukunft.
Feed forward.
Until then, and shape the future, feed forward.